From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to the Monday Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio. Pretty busy week going on. Coming up for Ole Miss and its stickball sports, the baseball team begins the SEC tournament Tuesday afternoon, 4:30 against the Auburn Tigers. Fourth straight game against Auburn as they lose 2 out of 3 over the weekend, or Thursday to Saturday, I guess. And then play them in an 8-9 game, Auburn the 8 seed, Ole Miss the 9 seed in the SEC tournament. The loser goes home. The winner gets the Florida Gators on Wednesday at 4:30 at the same time. Florida wins the SEC title, co-champs with LSU, but gets the number one seed for Hoover for whatever that's worth. So Ole Miss and Auburn Tuesday afternoon. I'm headed over to Hoover later today. Find out who Ole Miss is pitching. I'll let you know. I have absolutely no idea. Media availability around 3:30 this afternoon, so I'll have more coverage to you then at rebelgrove.com if you're listening before that. And then Auburn, interesting thing there. We're getting into that, obviously, as the show moves on. They could be throwing Casey Mize. He didn't throw over the weekend. However, if Auburn has everything locked up and can't get anything from it, not really sure why Mize would throw. So there's where we are going into the weekend with baseball. And then Ole Miss softball sweeps through the Oxford Regional, beating Southern Illinois, beating Arizona State, and then beating North Carolina 7-2 in the final yesterday to advance to the Super Regional round. They head to L.A. They play UCLA at Easton Stadium starting Thursday at some time out west. So Thursday to Saturday for that Super Regional for Ole Miss. The Rebels or the Bruins will head to the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City after the weekend. So that and more today on the show. Podcast brought to you, as always, by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Pick up the Plenty Card, PLENTI.com, where you earn points, save money with the Oxford Exxon in all critical locations throughout Mississippi, up and down I-55 and in North Mississippi as well. Pick up the ribs, pick up the lunch specials at $4.99, or head on over to the Oxford Crystal where you get the mix and match 5 for $5. It now includes the country fried steak, the fried chicken crystal as well. So those things hooking you up on Highway 6 West, and again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
Clark Ford in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. ClarkFordInc.com. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. He will send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. And then it's balls in your hands. You can either take that quote and shop it around, or you can let Corey and the people at Clark Ford do for you what they have done for so many other listeners of this podcast, from Cape Girardeau to Biloxi, from Shreveport to Atlanta, north, south, east, and west of here, all over Mississippi, all over the South, people have taken advantage. Podcast listeners have taken advantage of this of Corey's offer and gotten a great deal, haggle free, on a new Ford from Clark Ford in Amory. And when you get finished finalizing your deal with Corey, right before everything is done, say, "Hey, Corey, I heard about the dealership on the podcast. You can mention this podcast. You can mention the beer garden, $500 off the bottom line from Clark Ford and Amory, 662-257-1900, ClarkFordInc.com.
So Ole Miss doesn't get the two it needs on the Plains. Got one, very, very critical to keep hope alive on Saturday, picking up the win, 8-4, I believe, off the top of my head, for that game. So they get the game on Saturday, head into Hoover, and you know, I think they probably are in a would behoove them to win, most likely need to win. I don't know that it's a must win, but it's as close up to that edge as possible heading into the Hoover Met at 4:30 on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, you would know more about the bracket than I do. 14-16 is very bubbly. You probably could get in at 14-16, but to get in at 14-16, every other tournament kind of has to go your way. You can't have the big upset team.
In a league where a team is, you can't let a one-bid league turn into a two-bid league, is kind of the way to put this. Like, the Southland's a good example. McNeese State, probably an at-large bid. Southeastern Louisiana, Selah, probably an at-large bid. So one of those two teams need to win that tournament. You don't need a third bid out of the Southland is kind of what we're talking about.
You're saying my Warhawks don't need to win the Southland?
I'm saying that that would be devastating to all accounts for the Warhawks for without
the
coach.
Are we in the Southland or are we in the Sun Belt?
You're in the Sun Belt, actually. So it would be really hard to win the Southland.
Well, that's not fair.
You should get to play both.
They fired the coach.
Saw that.
I'm going to apply.
Is your little league team 500 or better?
Nope, we're close.
Okay,
we could be 500 by the end of the week.
You're better than 9-41 or whatever they were.
Damn, tonight. Skippy, we're 3-4-1.
You have a tie.
You have a tie.
Okay.
On school nights, you don't get to play the extra inning.
Oh.
We tied the Dodgers.
Just do like a scorecard playoff. I mean, how many runs y'all scored in the first? I mean, they scored in the first winner.
Well, that was the problem is we fell way behind, and then my coaching kicked in.
So y'all are coming back.
Oh, we were. We were down 7-1. Came back and tied the game.
Ooh.
Damn right.
What'd you tie it at?
13-13. Oh. Wasn't a defensive showdown.
I was thinking maybe you had like a pitcher that threw a couple shutout innings. And
No. No. Got a little hairy. But we grinded because that's what we are, and I'll bring that same style to Monroe.
ULM is 12-43 and 6-24 in the Sun Belt.
I'll beat that.
About anybody could beat that. That's
I'm not talking about anybody. I'm talking about me. I want the damn job, ULM.
It's a weird year from an RPI standpoint in this league because you're sitting here with Mississippi State is 17-13 in the league, which typically is fringe host to guaranteed host, typically. 30 in the RPI. No shot in a host whatsoever. They lose 2 out of 3 to LSU. They kind of sputtered down the stretch. They're out from a host standpoint, even though they have that 17-13 record. Ole Miss at 32 in the RPI. Certainly a plus going into Hoover. And that's why, look, if they beat Auburn on Tuesday, they are in. They get to play Florida on a neutral site on Wednesday. That does nothing but help their RPI. They get to play somebody else on Thursday. They're fine. Win one game, and I don't think you have to worry about it moving forward. But 32 in the RPI is ahead of South Carolina at 37. But South Carolina, in my opinion, is out barring a major run. They're 13-17, and they have lost 8 straight series to end the year. You can't get in doing that. There's nothing about your schedule that says you're a postseason team, even with a decent RPI. But what's funny about it is A&M is at 41 in the RPI, even though they're 16 in the 14 in the league, and they are a lock. And Auburn is 43 in the RPI. It's 16-14, and they're a lock. So Ole Miss is a dozen spots ahead in the RPI of a team that is an absolute lock for the NCAA tournament.
Just don't have the wins.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
And what it does, though, it makes for a Monday where the committee could get really screwy in a lot of directions because they have the ammunition in so many ways to kind of just do whatever they want. And I don't mean that in a malicious way, but it's just – hey, they might use some more eye tests, and we love that adjective and things around here. They might use more of that because the numbers give them away from both sides of the aisle to make their case.
So I told you yesterday, the committee's in a great spot as it pertains to Ole Miss. If they want to let them in, they have the argument to do it, RPI. If they want to let them out,
14-16.
Didn't win, sub-500. I'll say this for Ole Miss. I don't know that Tuesday is a, quote, must win. Because I don't know what the committee's thinking, and I don't have any idea what the bubble really looks like.
Or what it will look like by Sunday, more importantly.
But you're far better off playing until Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Stay around.
If you're out by 7:30 tomorrow night.
Before most teams even start their tournament.
It's a long week with you not on the radar. Coming off of a really bad final week.
Do you think the committee looks this in-depth of this? I had... Tim Clymer texted me about or tweeted at me about it yesterday, and it's a decent point. And it's more of an attorney point than anything else. It's something you could use in a persuasive argument more than a concrete fact. But Ole Miss at number 9 in the strength of schedule. Yes, they went 14-16, under 500, gave some games away, should have played better, all that stuff. It's not arguing that they were mistreated or that their resume is different than it is. However, they missed Tennessee and Georgia, the worst two teams in the West. I mean, yeah, in the East. A&M played them, Auburn played them, and went crazy against them. So in some ways, do you feel like the committee looks at uneven schedules in conferences, or do you think the final numbers are the final numbers no matter what?
I think they probably get into some of that stuff when they're picking the last teams in. They probably really break those teams down. But sometimes people will tell you they spend far more time on the top of the bracket than they do the bottom of it.
Just put people in.
Making sure that they have the right 16 at the top. Making sure they reward the teams that don't have the massive warts all over their proverbial face.
Yeah, the worst SEC East teams being, I guess, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. Auburn went 6-3 against those teams. Those three. A&M went 2-1 against those teams. Ole Miss didn't play a single one of them. 0-0 for the Rebels against that. They had the toughest schedule in the SEC from an SEC only standpoint. For whatever that's worth. Again, just throwing it out there, I don't know.
It's probably something that will come up if they are literally up against, like, say, Washington to be the last team in. But you are what your numbers say you are. And Ole Miss is an extremely average team that played a really tough schedule. Had they played a lighter schedule, they'd have more wins. And
yeah, if you play Tennessee instead of Florida, they would not be 14-16. They'd be 16-14.
And they'd be in the tournament.
RPI would probably be a little worse.
It would. Yeah,
they'd be A&M.
They'd be Auburn.
Yeah. Auburn, A&M, either one.
Yeah. So I don't know what will happen. I think if they beat Auburn on Tuesday, you get to play Florida on Wednesday, which is what, 1, 2, 3 RPI, somewhere in there?
2 or 3.
Okay. Neutral site, even if you lose, your RPI gets a bump.
And if you're in the 20s, you're in.
And there's a decent chance that Florida, no matter whether it's Auburn or Ole Miss in the other dugout on Wednesday, that Florida goes, you know what? Let's see. List of things to win here. A black pyramid. List of things to lose here. Injuries, fatigue, injuries,
extra pitches, injuries, for my pitchers, no matter what.
Fatigue, sprained ankles, injuries. Nah, we're good. We're a national seed. We're hosting the road to Omaha goes through Gainesville.
Correct.
Doesn't go through Hoover. We're out.
Doesn't go through Hoover. No.
I mean, that's where I look at Fieto or whatever. I'm like, hey.
Don't bring your spikes to the park today, bud.
Yeah. You know that store you saw at the Galleria? Why don't you go spend 3 hours there? Check it out. Take a nap. Watch Judge Judy. Just chill. I might not even take him to. I'm serious when I say.
Wouldn't even take him to Hoover?
I might not.
Don't tempt me to put you in?
I really might not take him. I might say you're staying.
Throw your bullpen in Gainesville on Friday.
Throw your bullpen in Gainesville on Friday. I swear to you, you do anything off the field that's stupid. I will tell every major league team, I will make up stuff about what a bad person you are. Just chill. I'm totally serious. Florida has nothing at all outside of a black pyramid.
If you're an SEC baseball coach, you've de-emphasized the hell out of this, don't you?
You tell me.
Yeah, no,
I'm a Florida
it.
Baseball
you're,
coach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell me the incentive to try to win that tournament other than to add a line to a resume.
I don't believe in a lot of momentum, so I just don't think there is.
I don't believe in momentum at all in baseball. Momentum and starting pitcher controls momentum.
Yeah.
I'm playing more important games next weekend, period. And then if I win then, I'm playing more important games the next weekend at my home.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to do anything with him? I let him throw a controlled bullpen on Friday, his normal day, in Gainesville.
Somebody will watch it.
I'll go back and watch it. That's what I have an assistant coach for.
Yeah.
He can stay in Hoover. No, I'm out. I'm telling you, that's so for Ole Miss. And maybe I'm way off here, and Kevin O'Sullivan is the most competitive soul on the face of the planet, and he wants that black pyramid in his office. Maybe. But I think you have a real chance, if you win on Tuesday, to catch a don't-give-a-damn team on Wednesday.
I think O'Sullivan's got a pyramid or two, too.
Oh, I already have a pyramid? I'm good. I don't want to know. I mean, it's cool if I win one, but if you told Kevin O'Sullivan right now you're still here Sunday night, is he happy? Seriously.
No, not by Sunday.
He didn't want to be there. You can make a list of who this tournament means something to this year. Ole Miss, Auburn.
No, Auburn, absolutely zero.
Yeah, you're right.
In.
They're in.
It means something for Kentucky because they get a national seed if they win some games.
Mississippi State could
win. I don't think they get back in the host conversation.
So who's it mean anything to?
Well, all right, I got the bracket. Hold on. All right, Vanderbilt, no. They're in. Carolina, it means something too because they need a ton of wins. Ton. But they probably can't get them, so it's kind of that argument. A&M's in but can't host. Means something to Missouri. They could go on a little run and have a shot. I mean, it'd be an outside shot, but they are still alive when they take the field on Tuesday night. They got to 14-16 in the league. They swept Tennessee. Maybe. I'll give that a maybe. They play Texas A&M in the second game of the day on Tuesday. Ole Miss and Auburn. Ole Miss. Mississippi State, no. Georgia's got to win the tournament to get in. And then for your bye teams, Kentucky could be a national seed. LSU's already a national seed. Florida's already a national seed. Arkansas probably would like to win a game or so just to make sure they host, but I think they're safe anyway. I think they're in, but they might be a little fringy from a host standpoint. So three, four teams, tops?
Yeah.
And two of them includes teams that probably have to win the auto bid.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vanderbilt, South Carolina at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. A&M, Missouri, the second game of the day. Ole Miss and Auburn at 4:30. And Mississippi State, Georgia is your nightcap on Tuesday night.
So the Mississippi State media will get there 10 a.m.?
Conservatively 11:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
To guard their tournament.
I might have a seat. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll find out.
Guarding their tournament.
Guarding their tournament.
Jeez.
I make that joke because they show up when they're not in it, even.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
You wouldn't go if Ole Miss weren't in it.
And look, it's a conference-wide joke. This is not an Ole Miss thing. Every media beat in the conference makes this joke.
If Ole Miss is eliminated Tuesday, you'll be back.
Pending golf on Wednesday morning.
You will return to the Met again.
Yeah, there's a little thing when you fill out the SEC tournament. Like when you're filling out your media thing, it says, once the team you cover is eliminated, will you cover the remainder of the tournament, yes or no?
You circled no.
Yeah, it was a no. I'm going to return to Lafayette County.
They all said, hell yes, I will.
LSU, Kentucky on Sunday, in.
In. I can't imagine.
You wouldn't do that?
No. Nor would anyone sane.
They just love baseball now.
Yeah.
Just want to see some SEC baseball.
Well, okay.
I'm not criticizing how you spend your time.
That's true.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've
man.
Been called worse.
Have you?
Just this weekend, yes.
This weekend?
Yeah. You get the angry people that blame people for different things.
How'd soccer go?
They got drummed.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Was it well? A lot of people. Well run. I mean, like the event go well.
Yeah, the event went extremely well. It was really well run. They had a couple little snafus, but for the most part, it went
with
really,
that
really
many
well.
Teams. If you get done with that and go just a couple little snafus, yeah. You had a heck of a weekend.
It was very organized. It was well done. That facility is incredible. I've said that for a long mm-hmm. time. The fields are amazing.
You'd like to hire the guy to do your grass.
I'd love to have my yard look like those fields, yes. And my yard looks pretty good, but doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
It was well. And they caught a break because it looked like Saturday morning the weather was going to be awful. Carson's first game was played in a downpour. But then it kind of went away. And Sunday was dry.
Actually, there's some weather potentially coming in tomorrow. I'm a little freaked out.
Into Hoover?
Yeah. Not real excited about that. But
you end up having an 11 o'clock game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. Anyway. Podcast brought to you in part by Master Cuts Lawn and Landscape. Master Cuts, full-service lawn maintenance and landscape company serving Oxford, Tupelo, the surrounding areas. as we always tell you, they do what they said they're going to do when they said they're going to do it, and they've got open and honest communication with their customers as well as employees. No job too large or small for MasterCut. Some of the services include landscape design and installation, turf, landscape lighting, irrigation, and more. They even do holiday lighting during the holiday season. You can take advantage of that. May have to do that because I am definitely no Clark Griswold. And if your yard's not up to par, give MasterCuts a call for a free quote, 662-607-7773, MasterCutsLawn.com. Sign an annual contract. Mention the podcast. First cut on them.
Looking for something active to do this summer? The Oxford Park Commission has you covered during the hottest months of the year. Registration for instructional programs is ongoing through May 31st. Tennis, golf, gymnastics, cheerleading, fencing, and karate are just some of the many activities youth and adults can take part in. For more information on summer programs, visit the Oxford Park Commission online at oxfordparkcommission.com. Like them on Facebook at Oxford Parks Commission. Follow on Twitter at Oxford Parks Rec or on Instagram at Oxford Parks. Live well, play well, have fun. The podcast also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is he's the sponsor of my 10 Weekend Thoughts. He's also a realtor with Remax Legacy Realty in Oxford. Been here more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market better than he does. Go to his site. He'll prove it to you. HarryAlexander.com. Click on the Properties Neighborhoods tab, filter through, and then send him an email, ha@HarryAlexander.com. Podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. Grenada Nissan, located just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. They have a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one today. Check out their lease deals. Just touch base with Gene and Sandy there at Grenada Nissan. Tell them you heard about it here on the podcast or at rebelgrove.com. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And speaking of Rebels, the Rebel Locker Room, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford's the place to go to get all of your officially licensed Ole Miss gear, all the colors, all the styles at the Rebel Locker Room. Ole Miss football season tickets available at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com.
There's a recommendation. I'm actually perfectly fine with this. If you guys want to set it up for us to get in the box against Caitlin Lee after the season.
I don't think I'd hit it.
I don't think I would either, but
I'll
sure,
try.
Whatever.
I mean, if she's game, I'm game.
Yeah, I'm sure she's game.
Probably.
Strike out a couple out-of-shape sports riders.
She's funny because she makes that, yeah. She makes that sound that tennis sound every time she pitches,
like the Monica Seles grunt.
Yeah,
thing.
But it's not a grunt. It's kind of a that sort of, and then she smiles. She smiles after every pitch,
even if it's hit, smiling. All right, ball back.
Disconcerting. I mean, and then she goes to the resin bag thing.
Yeah.
Every pitch, gets it, bounces it around in her hand. Drops it every pitch. I have a lot of questions that I'd love to ask her. Is that a habit? Is it at this point? Is it even helpful, or is it just part of your pre-pitch routine? And do you think people get pissed off that you smile all the time?
Rosin bag, no.
I mean,
a resin bag would be a little bad. It would be flammable, kinda, and it would be a problem.
Rosin.
Yeah.
She's all over the rosin bag.
Yeah.
Have you watched? She has the rosin. Yeah. Every pitch bounces it in her hand.
Yeah, so we'll give it a shot.
Because when she wears the blue pants,
it's all
side
over
of her leg is completely white.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm an opponent, I don't like her smiling at me after every
pitch. It would be bothersome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's like, I'm ahead 2-0. You just threw two balls. Why are you smiling after every pitch? And then it's, and then smile. They're fun to watch. I went to two of the games. You went to the Sunday
game. They have a lot of personality. They have a ton of personality.
Yeah, her personality is fantastic. All those girls were really, I mean, they're fun to watch. Like I said, I went to Friday night, Saturday.
I get why people goes, hey, yeah, spend a day out. Look, no matter what. It's irrelevant what they do next week and anything else. They're going to have a much more attendance. They're going to be a lot more families next year.
Yeah.
It's free it's free admission.
Yeah. I mean, if my girls were smaller, younger, would go.
Take them out, get some pictures with the players after Sunday's game, and
yeah, sure.
Whatever. So they will they'll get a lot of people watching this weekend. They play a huge name opponent in UCLA, a team with a big-time softball history.
Oh, yeah.
Easton sponsors UCLA's softball park.
Why not?
I know. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
Ole Miss pissed off in Easton school. For baseball, at least, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So. I'm sure that Ole Miss would talk to Easton if Easton came calling.
I think so.
I'm guessing.
I guess Easton's still a premier name, and like DeMarini's made some market share, but Easton's still.
Carson has an Easton, the composite bat,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of so different because a lot of the kids swing aluminum, which is the ding, and his doesn't really make a sound.
No, it's dull.
And then the ball pops off of it differently. It's just, anyway, whatever.
Yeah. My first bat was an Easton Black Magic back in the day.
Oh, I wish I remembered. My first one was an Easton.
Was it?
It was silver with green. That's all I remember. It was awesome.
Don't remember the name of it?
No, it was awesome. I was so proud of it.
I feel like I had something else baseball related, but now I don't remember what it was.
We've covered it.
Oh, I was going to tell you, you mentioned those. That's what it was. You mentioned those Pac-12 teams. I think they both got swept over the weekend. So they're probably off the bubble in a very bad way is my guess.
Ole Miss is probably okay. Just win Tuesday. If you win Tuesday, you're probably really okay.
Washington now is 26-25 with a 12-15 record in the Pac-12 and a 68 RPI.
Yeah,
there's nothing about that screams bubble.
It's not even bubble. Yes, and I used them as a hypothetical a minute ago.
But you were correct. Last week they were in the conversation.
Yeah, I don't know who really is in it right now. Ole Miss would be advised to win tomorrow. It'll make for a much more pleasant week.
Utah, who was also in the running as of a week ago, Kendall and them mentioned him on their podcast, 24-24, 12-15 in the Pac-12, and a 71 RPI.
I mean, you're not even in the bubble for the NIT on that.
The one in Quahog that Mark Etheridge does every year.
Yeah. Quahog.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to cover that?
Well, even to this point, he's only like 10 years, and he still tricks people every single year. It cracks me up so much.
People think it's real?
Yeah, he does an NIT bracket, and it says Road to Quahog. And he makes up all these quotes from like the NCAA commissioner and different people about how they just favor some Southern teams because the girls wear sundresses and different things. And
people are crazy, man.
Yeah, it'll have like South Carolina, the one seed in the NIT, in the Springfield bracket for the Simpsons or something like, and
people,
yeah,
people are insane.
So when does this start?
Is this
Holbrook better not get a postseason bonus?
Why are we the one? Why are we not the one? Where's Quahog?
Can you imagine the amount of bad teams with a 64-team baseball NIT field?
No. No.
Super regionals, baby. Anyway. Okay. Yeah, Ole Miss softball, again, really took care of that thing without too much trouble. I mean, the 2-0 Arizona State game was very tight. They finally got a couple runs on Saturday. Then yesterday, North Carolina gets out to a 2-0 lead early. Ole Miss ties it with a couple singles, and then big home run from Brittany Finney to put them ahead 4-2. They add on 3 runs in the seventh inning. They were the away team for the game for those purposes and defeat North Carolina. So some big teams in there, or at least big colleges, known colleges in their regional. Ole Miss sweeps through it and again plays UCLA Thursday to Saturday. You can see the postgame video from Mike Smith, Caitlin Lee, and Brittany Finney up on the site, as well as video of the final out that sent them on to LA. Not a ton of celebration. It was kind of just some high fives, some moving on, the little hotty toddy thing around home plate that they do, and shaking some Tar Heel hands.
I think there's not celebrating until they get to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, you would have a hellacious dog pile in LA in a few days if you pulled it off against the Bruins.
I would think.
It's just remarkable.
The softball team's dog pile.
They normally just kind of
congregate.
Yeah, like Caitlin Lee and the catcher jumped in each other's arms and like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that was about it. I don't think there's true dog. I don't know. I guess you could pull up Oklahoma when they beat Auburn last year and see what happened. If you really felt the need.
I don't.
You don't? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. I don't feel the need. Now you're curious and you're going to do it.
No, I'm not. I might win it. But I have not. Look, I've not studied UCLA. They beat the crap out of everybody in their regional. They beat Cal State Fullerton 9-1 in the finals to advance and stay home against the Rebels. I did, though, look at their schedule. They're 45-13. They're 19-6 at home. You know, 45-13, it's a great record, especially in the Pac-12. Pac-12 and SEC, the top two softball conferences. But it's not that 56-3 that freaks you out. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They have lost softball games.
Yeah.
Some common opponents also on their schedule. They went 1-1 in a two-game set with Kentucky in L.A. They beat Kentucky 6-2 and lost to them 2-1 in 11 innings. Bet that thing was over in an hour and a half, even in 11 innings, at 2-1. They beat Georgia 10-5 in the Big League Dreams Cathedral City, California event, whatever that was called. It was the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic.
Mary Nutter.
Oklahoma beat them 10-1 in 5 innings. Probably a bad day for UCLA. They beat LSU 6-5 in 8 innings.
Okay.
Florida beat them 9-4.
Okay.
And they beat South Carolina 5-2. Played a lot of SEC teams.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Probably be very competitive. Super regional.
I don't see it high scoring either way. It feels 3-1, 2-0, 2-1, 1-0. Just a guess. Although for Ole Miss, really the good news here is you're not seeing a ton of 1-0 from UCLA. It looks like you can't hit them. Because, I mean, you know, in softball, from what little I know, and look, we're not breaking this thing down to any level. We're going to try to find someone that will as the week moves on.
We're working on it.
That knows much more about it than you or I together.
Believe it or not, we have reached out to a softball guest.
Yes. Actually, two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Someone that's just kind of over the entire sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Working on that as well.
So. Look at you.
I know. I mean, really. Well, it was kind of thrown in my lap, and I just took it. So that was more of what happened. But anyway, I would think that you don't want to run into the pitcher with the 0.11 ERA like the girl from Florida. You know, like, so seeing higher scores, I would think, would benefit Ole Miss. Just complete and utter guess there. But anyway, that's that. So they swept through it, had big crowds all weekend, even had people on the little bleachers across the street behind the stadium.
It was crazy.
Cool atmosphere.
Yeah. I wrote about it Friday night. It was neat. That game didn't start until almost 10 o'clock because of the weather.
And people hung in.
It was packed. Now, I will say this. Softball won me over because it was like 5-0 in the fourth inning. And I said, hey, how does the mercy rule thingy work?
It's only 8.
And someone said, if it's 8 runs after 5 innings. And then Ole Miss got the first couple people on in the fifth. And
go, like, Rebels!
Hey! Hotty toddy, damn it. Made it 8, and I said, this is nice. We're out of here. Yeah. Press conferences.
Hey, Miranda, let's go.
Press conferences happen quickly. The coaches aren't dissecting your question to see if you're – it's less paranoid. It was really – I mean, I'm being totally serious.
For all the shots we take at college athletics, it's incredibly pure.
Yeah.
It is. It's incredibly pure.
Well, like the Arizona State girl after they had lost.
Yeah.
She came in. They lost to Ole Miss on Saturday.
2-0.
And Oklahoma and North Dakota State were playing on the TV in the media room. And she's like, oh, wow. Couldn't be more pleasant. Someone said something to her. She was very pleasant. And I thought, this is just – it's not life or death. Just a game. It's going to be all right.
It makes you understand what Jay was talking about last week where he said, hey, it's just kind of nice.
Yeah. Games go quickly. Like I said, people are just, oh, you're here to ask a question. I'll answer it.
It's already the number 4 sport on campus because of 2 weeks. Period.
Yeah.
Not close.
No.
And that's going to continue next year. It's going to have big crowds. They're not going to be bad. They're going to win. People are going to actually know the names of the players because of this run.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're two wins from this thing.
Getting real, real.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, and I will say it out loud, those of you who made fun of Mississippi State fans for getting excited about women's basketball, who are now getting excited about this, you do owe them an apology for that. It's no different. Everyone loves winning.
Oh, yeah.
People love winning.
Women's basketball and softball are the two sports that it's mainstream enough to make it big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, women's, I mean, this looks no offense at anybody, but volleyball, soccer, tennis even. And I love tennis, but it just doesn't work.
It never gets the TV coverage necessary to get big.
Yeah. You're not going to get, I guess you'll get some Golf Channel stuff, but Chris Malloy goes and wins the national title, there won't be 2,000 people out on a course to watch it.
Nope. Women's basketball can get big in late March, and
ESPN shows a ton of softball.
Yeah.
It's great ratings.
Yeah.
Compared to anything else they can put on right now.
It's fast. It's entertaining.
And it's name programs.
Name programs.
People were flipping through on Saturday, weren't really watching anything. Your people in Dubuque, Iowa, sitting in their recliner, and they went, oh, Ole Miss and Arizona State.
The Johnsons in Dubuque.
Yeah. Ole Miss, ASU, I know those two teams.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can invest in this, and it won't take me but an hour.
Yeah. It's 0-0 in the fourth. Hey, okay.
Okay.
Hey, Ole Miss gets a runner on. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, literally. You're flipping 0-0 in the fourth. I've got 45 minutes. I don't have 3 hours.
And if Ole Miss scores 7, I'll turn it because I know the answer.
Yeah. But, I'll watch for a minute or two here. As opposed to, seriously, turning on a College World Series game, baseball, in the second inning, third inning, and it's slippery rock and...
Well, the final last year was Coastal Carolina, Arizona.
Yeah. And the game is forever. Pitch, 45 seconds. Pitch, 40 seconds. I'll come back.
Yeah. Is someone ahead in the ninth where I can watch the end?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Just all the pitching changes and all this stuff. Softball's just kind of.
It's travel softball on steroids.
Travel softball on steroids. You're up close. Like at the stadium, you're so close. You can.
It's a 9- and 10-year-old little league field, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a 200-foot fence.
That's what Carson saw. He saw it on TV, and he said, "That looks like my field."
Yes.
And I said, "Well, it kind of is your
dimensions
field.
Wise, yes, almost absolutely.
Yeah, it kind of is your field.
It's pretty much how far they're pitching from. It's pretty much the depth of the outfield wall. I think it's 45 feet the mound.
Yeah, it's about right.
The circle, sorry.
Yeah. I think Carson's is 46?
Something,
46 feet.
Yeah,
46 feet.
Because in 13, 14, they moved to 54 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and look, this plays a role in it, too, and it's a credit to the girls for all the other conversations about the other stuff. This is why also people watch, and it's fast, and it moves. They play really good defense.
That
can't be discounted from a watchability aesthetic standpoint. They are really clean in the field.
Yes. Yeah. Ole Miss's third baseman called a line drive. I can't remember her name. I apologize. Forgive me. That ball was hit hard. Their center fielder robbed a home run and did it kind of gracefully. Miranda
Strother.
There you go.
Made the big play against Arizona State in the seventh.
The throw to second base.
Start the inning.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun to watch. It really was. It was fun to watch. I enjoyed it. I didn't know whether I would or wouldn't. It doesn't drag much.
Well, that's why TV. That's why it works on so many levels. Yeah. I mean,
I love baseball. Baseball can really drag.
You've got to like baseball to watch baseball.
Yeah, it can really drag. And sometimes the games turn into four-hour marathons, and that's bad for the sport. And I can hear the people out there, well, no one's making you watch it. I know. That's exactly the point.
Yeah, people decide not to.
People go, I'm good. 4 hours is a long time to sit on your couch and watch a game. College football, terrified of the length of games. They won't admit it, and the defenders, the national media types, the defenders of the shield will tell you, no, it's better. 4.5 hours is better than no hours. Trust me, the sport is thinking we've got to find a way. Why can't we figure out what the NFL has figured out?
3 hours, 20 minutes max.
Max. Out.
The NFL starts games at 12 o'clock. They're over before the other games start.
And the other game doesn't start until 3:20.
Well, they're over by the 3:25 game, and they're basically over when they kick off at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and they're designed to be over in time for you to have a postgame and a pregame as you transition to the next set of games.
Right.
College football would love to figure that out.
Well, yeah, it's running over TV windows. It's causing the pushes to make the game start later in the night because you've got these windows where the SEC goes, well, yeah, it's an 8:05 kick, but we can push it to 8:22 because the 6:45 game's doing this or that. Or the 5:30 game actually is doing this or that. So that's where they are. Podcast brought to you in part, as always, Community Mortgage, located in Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga, 30 years old this year. One of the oldest mortgage companies in the Southeast. All underwriting and processing done in Memphis. So you're getting local underwriting and understands your market. The leader in condo financing in Oxford. Ask Jason Lowe about Community Mortgage's float down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get the lower rate. So contact Jason, 662-234-2704. Jlowe, L-O-W-E, at communitymtg.com.
The podcast is also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home, all the benefits the big mega banks provide. They give you all the technology and products you want, but with the personal touch. When you call OUB, you speak directly with a live person, all without having to press 10 buttons and without a 5-minute wait. OUB has the absolute best free checking account you'll find anywhere. It's called Kasasa. It comes complete with cash back or interest options. If you have a Kasasa account, OUB will refund your ATM fees nationwide. To learn more about OUB, check out LiveOxford, BankOxford.com, or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. The podcast also brought to you by Michael Oswalt. Michael is a realtor, specializes in recreational and timberland tracts across the state of Mississippi. If you're looking to buy or sell land anywhere in Mississippi, give Michael a call. He's with Tom Smith Land and Homes. It's by far the largest broker of land in Mississippi. Give him a call on his cell, 662-719-3967. Visit his Facebook page. Send him an email, michael@tomsmithland.com. He just wants a sit-down meeting with you. If you're looking to sell your land, your hunting land share, your land with acreage, he just wants an opportunity to talk with you about it, to explain the business. And then if he can't sell you there, he doesn't deserve it. He's just asking for you to give him a shot. He's ready to work hard for you buying or selling land.
All right, I'm playing through the Auburn-Oklahoma final from last year. Oklahoma ends up winning this game. Went a really long time. I remember the girl from Auburn having a graded bat there in the last inning or something. I just happened to turn it on, and the girl from Auburn had like a 13-pitch at bat or something to try to keep the season going. You watched
that? Oh, I do remember that. The pretty girl.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, we're in the top of the sixth.
Sorry, I know that's really sexist. I apologize.
We have 25 seconds left. Surely they'll show the last out.
Is it sexist for me to say that a girl is pretty?
No.
Okay. I had that discussion with someone.
All right, what we got? Is there a dog pile? Oh, come on, don't show me the replay. Show me the dog pile. All right, what do we got? Yeah, we got a dog pile. Affirmative on the dog pile. What?
No, I'm good.
You wanted an answer.
No, I did.
I gave you an answer. You really want to say something.
I do, but I'm not.
You sure? Positive. Before I move on?
Positive.
One last opportunity.
Nope.
Okay. Would you like the Super Regional matchups?
Sure.
Florida against Alabama.
Okay.
That'll get some TV draws.
It's true.
I think they did it on purpose. The committee said, hey, let's...
No.
Let's throw some Gators against some Tide in round two.
No, it would never happen.
Kentucky against Oregon.
Okay.
Got an opinion there?
Nope.
Tennessee against Texas.
I bet Oregon's girls. I bet I'm betting here. I don't know why. I'm betting that Oregon and Ole Miss have a lot in common.
Do you really?
Betting.
Okay. I have no idea. I have not watched Oregon softball.
I'm intrigued now.
Texas A&M against Tennessee.
Okay.
Washington against Utah. Sure. Auburn against Oklahoma or Tulsa. Oh, that's cute. That wasn't rigged at all. What are you looking at?
Oregon softball.
Florida State against LSU or Louisiana Lafayette. You for the Cajuns?
Yes. No.
You for LSU?
Yeah, I don't cheer for the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in anything.
The University of Louisiana.
I'm trying to at Lafayette. I'm trying to get the ULM baseball job this week. I'm being good.
You're not respecting Louisiana's wishes to be called the University of Louisiana.
At Lafayette.
No, just U of L.
At Lafayette.
Their media guy specifically says they are to be referred to as Louisiana.
At Lafayette.
They get really annoyed when you put ULL. Like, they get outwardly mad.
You just, another plank in my campaign. I was basically.
And then Arizona and Baylor.
Yeah. I was basically whatever. Right about Oregon softball.
Were you?
Yes.
What'd you do? Pull up the roster?
I just pulled up Google search.
You searched Oregon softball?
Images.
Told you what you needed to know.
Basically.
Not 100%, but.
Yeah, but.
What are you doing?
I'm tweeting, I will never refer to ULL as the University of Louisiana.
You've seen that on their notes, though, haven't you?
Yes.
How did they get away with, like, how did that, how does ULM allow that? Seriously.
I don't know. Maybe that's one of the reasons. I deserve this ULL baseball job.
I have no idea who they're hiring.
ULM?
Yeah, no clue. Virginia Tech has a lot of interest in Dave Serrano, former Tennessee coach.
Yeah. I just said that my team is disciplined always. They never touch the snack bag until after the game. It's sitting right there in the dugout, and they never go to it until after the game's over. It's discipline. Discipline. Respect. I teach my team respect. Those cookies and juice boxes wait till it's over.
Are y'all almost done?
Yeah.
Kendall on Sunday, nothing groundbreaking, but his paragraph on Ole Miss. So the Rebels still have work to do in Hoover next week, but they picked up a big win over Auburn in the series finale on Saturday. With the win, the Rebels are 32 in the RPI with 13 wins against the RPI top 50 and are 15-20 against the RPI top 100. I still tend to think Ole Miss would slightly be on the good side of the bubble, but things could easily change next week. So as we've been saying, they need to watch some other tournaments, and they need to win a game against the Auburn Tigers on Tuesday, in my opinion. So
I think they need to win to feel good. If they win, do you think they're in? If they win tomorrow, are they in?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Because the RPI is only going to go up. I mean, you play Florida and you play Arkansas or something, your RPI is going to go up. So. Just saying. Would you get rid of the camo uniforms at ULM?
Yes.
We could get that done. The Digi camo.
The problem is that who's the sponsor on that deal? Is that the Duck Dynasty people?
I don't know. Might have an issue.
I mean, we might have just run into a problem.
You can't kill your main boosters.
I mean, I could learn how to duck hunt. How hard can it be?
Can you work a duck call?
I could learn.
You can't currently.
I've never tried. I might be great at it.
Okay.
If that's what it takes to get the job, I'll do it. What do you think it pays? ULM baseball.
$200? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think it'll pay when I get them to Omaha?
$220 I don't think there's a lot of money in the coffers for you, so I think it's
$220 Should I offer a loyalty pledge?
You won't accept.
I mean, that's a big deal to President Trump. Would that be a big deal to ULM if I said I'll give you a loyalty pledge?
Forever loyal.
Forever loyal. I mean, if Jim Comey had given his loyalty to the president,
have a job today.
This whole thing might have been avoided, right? Yeah. Should I offer a loyalty pledge on Twitter? Because what happens if I take ULM to Omaha and then
ULL calls
and then LSU comes calling?
Oh, Tulane,
Alabama. Yeah. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Auburn. And said, we'll pay you $500 Well, now, Forever Loyal was a mistake. Because I have to go back on my word. Didn't hurt Nick Saban. He said, I won't be the coach at Alabama. And just, then he was.
Just take some recruits out to dinner and walk out midway through. I hear that works for some people in some situations.
I've heard.
Speaking of former Auburn coaches.
Did you see where he compared Lubbock to Iraq?
What context?
He said Lubbock looks like Iraq when you're there.
Because there's a desert.
Well, it's just so dry and barren. And
Lubbock does not sound nice. I've never been.
I've seen pictures. It doesn't look particularly nice. It looks desolate and barren. Like New Mexico. Because it is kind of almost there. Yeah. Like when you fly over New Mexico, you're like, why would anyone live here?
Texas has a lot of range.
Yeah. Yeah, from Dallas to Lubbock. From El Paso to San Antonio.
Houston was nice. I had a good time in Houston. It's fine.
Houston's okay. My only problem with Houston is it's just, it was the same problem I had with Mobile. It's just so freaking humid all the time.
Well, this was March 1st or something.
So it was like 90.
It was still humid, but it wasn't August 10th. So, anyway, podcast as we move along with the week, we'll talk some softball. Probably go to Kevin Weeks this week as well, former Ole Miss golfer we've had on the podcast a lot, who's now the pro at Cog Hill in Chicagoland. Ole Miss Golf starts their national championships later in the week. They're playing at Rich Harvest Farms outside Chicago. Kevin's familiar with that course, so we'll talk to him about that and some other things on the podcast this week. The way that format is set up, for anybody who hadn't really listened much, Ole Miss is the number 18 seed in the national championships. The top 30 teams advanced. They had six regionals, five teams from each regionals advanced to nationals. So 30 teams tee it up. Later in the week, they play 54 holes. They have a cut. They cut from 30 to 16. They play another 18 holes, and then the top eight scores from those 72 holes move on to match play, where they have 2 days of match play between the teams to determine the NCAA champions. So that is the format for that event. I think the women's is going on right now maybe, and then the men later in the week. Ole Miss is leaving tomorrow. They were trying to get out there a little early to play some courses in the area that have that type of grass around, because it's not what you would have down here. It's bent grass. There's rye and some areas as well. So there is that. We'll have guests to you on the Rebel Locker Room Hotline as the week moves on, and we'll talk to you then.